Welcome to the House of Brick Partner podcast. I'm Bob Lindquist. Today, I'm joined by Nick Walter, Cloud Practice Lead at House of Brick and AWS Data Hero. We're also pleased to have with us Yavor Ivanov, Head of Database Administration and Cloud Architect at the Paysafe Group. Nick, Yavor, welcome.
Welcome, Yavor. Great to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Well, Yavor, we've known you for a while now at House of Brick as you've looked at cloud over the years, AWS specifically. Today, we kind of want to talk through what were some of the reasons you looked at moving to the cloud. What are some of the lessons learned and what are the outcomes? So maybe let's start at what was Paysafe doing before cloud? Was it traditional IT? I know you have a lot of smart Oracle people. How was Paysafe doing things on-premise before cloud?
Yeah, sure. And it's not only before cloud. We are still in the migration, so we still have some part of our business on-prem while we are moving everything. I have to say that Paysafe has a very, very experienced, very good IT team, very capable. We are proud of what we are doing on-prem. We are very efficient on running workloads on-prem. So I wouldn't say the move to the cloud was like some pressing need that we were like struggling to keep on doing our business on-prem. The movement to the cloud was more of a business decision, and I was initially kind of even a bit reluctant before I actually had the chance to dive deeper into it and to see that it's actually not that bad.
Right.
So yeah, it's still a process that is ongoing. And
I had the opportunity to work with your team a little bit, before the pandemic, when travel was still possible. I was able to come and visit you for a while and help you with some of this stuff. And I have to say, I was really impressed with, as you said, the skill of your team and the robustness of the on-premises architecture you'd created. I could tell there had been a lot of years of thought and skilled work that had gone into the highly resilient setup. I mean, I don't know how much details you can share for our Oracle DBA listeners, but it was a pretty impressive setup, replication across multiple data centers, really, really high performance stuff. Maybe give us as much background as you comfortably can on the kind of stuff you were doing with Oracle.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for your wonderful words. Indeed, we are proud of what we are doing. And by proud, I really mean proud. There is not like, I'm not doing this 9 to 5, just pay the bills and that's it. I'm really proud of what we deliver for Paysafe. Our databases, I don't want to be too humble. I can say that they're state of art. We make sure that the business actually does not see the databases as a burden, but as a competitive advantage. Our databases are always up and running. We are always performing the tuning goals without saying. Our uptime is way better than our official SLAs that we have from the business. We are really, really going into the second, even in things like switching from one data center to the other across hundreds of kilometers. We are counting the seconds. We are usually doing it for less than 2 minutes. For some business units, even without downtime. So yes, and that is actually part of the challenge, because being very, very good at what we are doing on-prem means that you are not willing to change the ways you do, because all the procedures, all the ways that we deliver outstanding business results, those are based on years and years of experience, years and years of blood and tears, if I can say. Those procedures are like, we created them,
it's
we are
happy
with them. Yes, it's just like our babies. And going to the cloud, now You can keep most of your procedures, but this will be the wrong way. The cloud is completely different game. The cloud is completely different approach to your day-to-day task. So it requires changing a lot of procedures. And when your procedures are so good and you rely on them and you've built them for years, change is something that you're not actually eager to do it at such a pace.
Right.
And let me back that up just if with an anecdote, if I could, because when I first met with Gabor and his team, I didn't know them. I wasn't acquainted with their background or their skill levels. And normally when I walk in to meet a new client who's thinking about going to the cloud, it's just confusion and they don't know what's going on and they're not ready and they're not worried about it. I walked in to meet the PaySafe team and they immediately pulled up spreadsheets saying, here's the peak IO megabits per second that our largest databases produce. And we're afraid that none of the Amazon offerings will meet this. They were detail oriented, they had data ready, and they were really trying to analyze and come up with a good plan right from the outset, which is right, the right way to do it. But I could tell, just to echo what Yavor already said, that they were still thinking in terms of, you know, can we do things in the cloud the same way?
Right.
And I got the privilege of, you know, helping them through and watching them make the realization, watching the metaphorical light bulb go on over their head that, wait, this is a whole different thing and right. It must be in a different way.
And what I'm hearing is a couple things. Nick, to your point, it sounds like PaySafe, and it varies from client to client when we're working with different clients, PaySafe was cloud ready. They knew their on-premise environment. They knew they could use cloud to complement, but not just replace their on-prem just because. But that cloud was an option to think different. Is that what I hear you saying?
I think that they were the most cloud ready of the customers I dealt with that particular year, no mm-hmm. question about it. But there was still a journey and they knew that.
Sure.
You know, and I think that the management backing that Yavor had, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Yavor, so feel free to disagree with me, but I was impressed by the management commitment to this move that I was seeing. They were investing in training for the staff.
Oh, good.
You know, it wasn't just something where the DBAs had been told, you have to figure this out. It was right. more of a corporate-wide initiative. Am I pretty accurate there, Yavor?
Yes. You are saying a lot of accurate things. So, yeah, one very important thing that now I realized looking back in the last couple of years, going to the cloud, like getting the cloud mindset is not something that like Nick will come and tell you, okay, here is how you do cloud. It doesn't happen like this. It's really a mindset thing and it's a process. It's not something that can happen overnight. So this is really important. You have to have you have to be prepared to work. You have to be willing to work in this direction. Otherwise, everybody knows what fear of change is,
right.
Especially for people that are really, really great at what we are doing. Fear of change is something that can happen in such a big project. This is one of the things I really appreciate in our partnership with House of Bricks, because it's not only that we got some knowledge. You can get knowledge from books, you can get knowledge from online training, you can get any kind of training,
right.
But also you have to get the spark. You have to, this is something that Nick made for us. He gave us the spark that sparked the fire of the database solutions team wanting to actually migrate in the cloud. Because as I said initially, we were a bit reluctant. Okay, business decided we go here. Okay, we'll do it. But getting the spark in the hearts of the not that easy guys like DBAs are, this is the magic.
Right. And let maybe touch upon the change and the fear and as we talk more about how you started to move to cloud and what some of those changes that occurred in that move to more of a hybrid cloud model. What was the biggest fear? What was the biggest challenge in moving to cloud, do you think?
Yes. One important thing I have to say is that all our on-prem Oracle databases, or let's say almost all of our critical on-prem databases, are running on Exadata. Oracle Exadata is a wonderful platform, and Oracle Exadata is built in a way that it allows, actually, it can do miracles compared to other systems. It gives you so much power. It gives you so much disk throughput. It gives you so much IOPS, things that are important for databases. This is something you cannot actually get in cloud. This is my biggest fear. We have this Exadata, which is a wonderful machine on-prem, and it can do miracles. And then we have to fit into the into what RDS or what AWS can give us.
Right.
I'm not saying it's not doable. I'm saying it's definitely a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. With Exadata, developers become lazy. With Exadata, you can provision a table. You can forget to add an index. Right. And the queries will just run. The Exadata will just spit out the result and just tell, give me more. Exadata is such a powerful machine that it's not easy to replace it. Actually, having someone like you, Nick, to come and tell us it is possible, like, because you can see it written on a PowerPoint slide, right? You can see it written on an advertisement. But getting someone to come and tell you, I actually did it for other customers, I actually saw this working, this is priceless. This is really priceless.
So if I could interject, Yavor, what I hear you saying is Slideware may not run in production?
Yes, right? Exactly.
Got it. Nick, did you have a comment there?
I just wanted to say that I think Yavor had a really good technical observation there, in that a lot of people that I deal with that are moving critical relational database workloads to the cloud, they may have had what I will call accumulated technical debt over the years. Hmm. You know, their application patterns have gotten set in a certain way, and it's all very stable, so that debt is hidden. You know, poor application design choices, missing indexes, poor schema design, things like that, they tend to get exposed when it's time to move to the cloud and suddenly the architecture is a little different, the way you put the pieces together is a little different. Maybe the developers are starting to embrace containers or microservices. And that's something that a lot of my clients overlook when they plan for the cloud, is that it's time to suddenly have to address all of this technical debt that is accumulated over the years. Yavor, would you say that's a fair characterization of some of the challenges you had?
Yes, and one more comparison I can say is that the cloud is a bit like an amplifier, because if you have a very efficient architecture on-prem, it will be even more efficient in the cloud.
Right.
But architectures that are built through many years and they are patched and patched again and again, what Nick exactly was saying about the technical debt, those are not that efficient, and you find a way to run them. But running them through the amplifier of the cloud, they get even less efficient.
You know, that's interesting, if I may interject, is, you know, as we've been working at House of Brick with clients, probably the last three or so years, particularly with AWS, I can validate that a lot of our clients have had architectures or deployments that were inefficient, or to use Nick's term, had technical debt. And just lifting and shifting that, there's no optimization when you lift and shift. You're moving all those problems to the cloud, and now they're problems in the cloud. Right. So what I hear us talking about is this is an opportunity to think different, to look at what your systems have been doing, right or wrong, and using that as an opportunity to change. On that point, then, now that you're in cloud, Yavor, what what's been some of the benefits? Is it scalability? Is it performance? Was there something unexpected in the cloud that you're experiencing that's been great for you?
Oh, well, that's a tricky one. I have to say that AWS is not designed to run big monolith databases of the type that we have. Like, I'm not saying it's not capable of, I'm saying it's not efficient at running big monolith databases, especially if you have a database engine that has been built like 30 years ago with completely different paradigms.
Right.
And especially when you compare it to Exadata, which is specifically built to run this database engine at great pace. We have a challenge fitting into RDS. We are using RDS because we also want to benefit from the cloud. Cloud is great for DevOps. Cloud is great for the other teams. Cloud is great for developers. For database guys, our migration is a challenge. We cannot reap the benefits right away. We have wonderful monitoring. We have great automation. We get things like CloudWatch alerts. We get things like fast provisioning of things if you want to test things or if you want to patch a database in RDS. It's so easy. Click of a button, presto. In 10 minutes, it's patched already. This is something that I don't know DBA that actually love patching databases. I know DBAs that are really good at this, but I don't know anybody loving it. This is so boring, and you can get into a lot of troubles, a lot of errors. This is something we get in AWS out of the box, and it's lovely. But the performance and scalability, we are running close to the limits of what AWS can provision for us. This is why I'm saying that we are actually on the first step, because what we are doing, it's not exactly lift and shift. We are doing replatforming, as I said. We are doing some optimization before we get there. We are using RDS instead of provisioning some EC2 instances. But this is just the first step. This is just to set our workloads to start working in the cloud. And then you can actually unleash the power of the cloud. Then you can use some cloud-native data stores like Aurora, like DynamoDB.
Right.
This is something you cannot do on-prem. You cannot even test it on-prem, because it doesn't exist on-prem. So we're at the first step. Once we migrate any workload, we start immediately exploring these other options. We have teams of developers that are already working on things like Aurora. We are very happy with Snowflake. We are looking at DynamoDB. But you have to get your feet in the cloud. You have to pay, let's say, you have to do the hard part,
right,
and then you can start reaping the benefits.
Let me ask, if I may, right on that point. Many times we hear that we'll just move off Oracle and move right to Aurora Postgres or some cloud native database. Looking back on how you did it, do you think you did it the right way for Paysafe? That is, move Oracle first, then look at modernizing? Or do you think modernizing is possible for certain types of customers?
Changing the data store is the toughest thing you can have in an IT project. I've seen many, many computer products. I've seen many systems that are built over the years. And they always do, like, every 3 years, we change the technology. We move from Perl to Java. We move from this front end to the other front end, or we're changing the back end. We are starting to do microservices. We are starting to do this and that. And the database always stays the same. Why? Because it's so difficult to change the database. It's so difficult. When you have the reliability, when you know it's working, it's easy to change the front end, it's easy to change everything else, but changing the database engine is really, really hard. And this is why I believe we do it the right way. We set our feet in the cloud, we migrated our workloads in the cloud. Yes, I have to admit, right now, a major portion of what we are paying for cloud goes, to my view, like to Oracle stuff, to running databases. As I said, running big monolith, I'm talking about like 40, 50 terabyte databases that are really, really critical in terms of uptime and performance. Running this in AWS is not very efficient, but it's the first step towards actually starting to utilize better data storage.
Right, right.
And let me add to that.
Please.
Because I think that what Yavor just described is very much a journey I've seen with some of my other clients. Because I see people, broadly speaking, I'll divide it into two buckets. They approach the cloud one of two ways. The first way is to say, we're going to do a big bang cloud migration. So as part of our migration, we're going to completely refactor the application. We're going to change the data store. We're going to do all of this, and then we're going to cut over to the cloud. And those projects have a high degree of pain, in my experience. I'm not saying they fail, because I've certainly been on some that were successful, but there is a lot of pain. The initial cutover never works perfectly. And this is basic IT, right? If you change too many things at the same time, your risk factors start to go through the roof. The clients I've worked with in the other bucket, the ones who take the same approach Yavor was talking about, tend to have better outcomes, where they migrate to the cloud with a lift and shift motion at first, not completely lift and shift, maybe a few changes and modernizations here and there, but they're not redesigning the world from the ground up. They get to the cloud, they're running in the cloud, they're pretty stable, but then they discover, as Yavor said, that they don't have good efficiency, the costs aren't great, because it's cost inefficient in the cloud to run the very largest compute shapes or the very largest storage tiers. And once they're stable in the cloud, then they can start modernizing, refactoring, redesigning, changing data stores. And then, you know, sort of in the 12 to 24 months after getting to the cloud, then suddenly the efficiencies start to become more and more real. The costs become constrained. The costs start to drop. The performance starts to improve as they take the time to slowly and methodically adapt their business critical applications to this different environment and its new paradigms.
There is one more thing that really comes out of your words, Nick. Honestly speaking, DBAs, we are a rather conservative bunch of people. We don't really like a lot of change. And learning to run workloads the cloud way is big mindset change. So knowing that at least, okay, I have my Oracle, I have something that I know how to do. And in the meantime, I will learn the cloud stuff. This helps also in this mindset change. Because if you're running Oracle on-prem and you suddenly go to Aurora in the cloud, this is a lot of change that people have to buy in. And as I said in the beginning, the mindset change is actually a bigger challenge than actually the learning curve.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way, but I see where you're coming from, because I made the argument based on technical risk of changing too much at once. But I think I like your point better. So much technical risk comes from trying to force staff through mindset changes faster than they are ready for, and it just leads to bad outcomes. So yeah, I like that. That's probably a better description than I gave.
Let's wrap up here in the next few minutes. And, you know, a couple questions I had. One, Yavor, what would you say is the biggest lesson learned as Paysafe looked at cloud? What was the greatest outcome, biggest lesson learned from this cloud journey for you?
There is a famous thought going like, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm just thinking it's going to be worth it. Moving to the cloud is not that easy, but it's worth it in the long run. But you have to manage expectations. You should not approach, like, if you want to initiate such a project, as I said, I was lucky enough that actually the very senior management decided to go in this direction. But if you want to initiate such a migration, if you want to go to your senior managers and say, okay, let's try the cloud, don't go and tell them it will be easy, it will be cheap.
Exactly.
It will be, but in the future, initially, it can be painful. And honestly speaking, for the period where you're running both on-prem and in the cloud, it will be expensive.
Don't do it because it may seem simple and you will save. That may come later.
Yes. Don't promise miracles from day one. Miracles will come, but at a later stage.
Last question then for you, Yavor, and related, but coming from a different angle. So based on your cloud journey, what would you have done differently, if anything?
I have to say that I'm really happy at what we are achieving. Initially, I didn't realize how important is this, the mindset change problem, but I kind of found my way through it, also with the help of Nick, as I said, who gave us the spark to want to get there. So if I have to go through this with different company, with different team, or if I have to start over, I would pay more focus on this part, on the mindset change.
Nick, any other thoughts in closing?
No, it was a genuine delight to work with PaySafe. I really enjoy dealing with Yavor and his team. And I think that I'm going to be actually super interested to see what they do over the next couple of years as they continue their cloud journey, because that's a good team and they're doing some excellent stuff. So always a pleasure to talk to you, Yavor.
What I've heard today, Yavor and Nick, are a few different things. One, perhaps cloud forces you to think different, no matter how well you've deployed on-premise over the years and you have a lot of smart people, cloud's going to, I think the word you used, Yavor, was it's going to amplify. It's going to amplify what you do well, maybe what you haven't. The second thing that I've heard here in our conversation is change. It can come in different ways. Nick, you talked about the technical, but I think Yavor made a good point. Cultural change can be a big, if not the biggest challenge, and perhaps a lesson learned is don't do too much at once. And then finally, for most, while we may hear that moving off of Oracle right away may sound enticing, perhaps for many, and you know, House of Brick helps many clients kind of do this sort of Oracle on cloud validation, perhaps moving Oracle is the best first step before actually modernizing to a cloud native platform. And that wrap up with the quote that you just mentioned, Yavor, is, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it is going to be worth it. Otherwise, you know, in other words, simplifying and saving may not happen at first, but it will happen. Did I capture that, Yavor? Any closing thoughts there?
Exactly. That's the essence.
Great. Well, Yavor, we appreciate you joining us here today. Nick, thanks for being with us here and adding your technical viewpoints. I know you brought a lot of value to PaySafe based on Yavor's comments. This is the close of the House of Brick Partner podcast on PaySafe and their journey of Oracle to AWS. Thanks for listening.